This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I was waiting for the perfect time to present itself. When I felt it was safe for him and myself and my crew, so that when that time came, I did talk to my crew, let them know, listen, he's at a level where I am able to grab him safely and bring him in.
Yep. Somebody decided they wanted to get Trump's attention, so they went up to the 21st floor, not by the elevator. They made it up to the 21st floor, suction cups. And you just heard the detective there, boom, we pulled him in, and that's the best spot that they could grab him, so they did it there. Wow, crazy. Nothing like tying up emergency personnel, cops, and anyone else who is nearby for hours, because it was a standoff. And there were a lot of people talking about what that looked like, because easily this could have gone awry. There were airbags that were set up just in case, in case, in case. The man tried to climb the glass facade of the tower using suction cups and rope. He started on the 5th floor, ended on the 21st, where he struggled with the police before they pulled him inside. Now he gets the pleasure of facing lots of different charges for doing that. That's not a good way to get his attention. It got Trump's attention, but just the fact that the cops had done such a great job of monitoring it, getting him down and not having something tragic happen. So it worked. I mean, it worked from the perspective from the cops doing that. In Rio, it's all about the U.S. and gold, baby. 11 gold medals. The U.S. women in the pool, the 4x200 freestyle relay. Katie Ledecky anchors the final leg, and that makes the difference because the Americans are trailing in the first bunch of laps. So congratulations to Katie Ledecky and her family, who couldn't have been more excited watching from the stands. I mean, watching from the stands. So the 20-year-old captured climbing Trump Tower. The Gulf Coast being pelted with rain. They're talking about possible flooding. Trump giving a speech in Florida, Hillary Clinton hitting Florida as well. Of course, the battleground states, it's obvious, polling Hillary Clinton up once again. Marquette University does a poll. She's up well over 12 points. And in Michigan, Muslims are suing after Michigan's city rejects the mosque. And what's that all about? That story is the leaders of an Islamic center filed a lawsuit Wednesday against Sterling Heights after the city rejected their plans to build a mosque that was opposed by many of the people there. So what they said was, in the federal lawsuit, the American Islamic Community Center accused the city of being biased against Muslims, citing emails from city officials that talked about getting investigated, the possibility of the mosque leaders being terrorists. In one email, one of the police officers asked if the FBI can be contacted to see if the mosque leaders are on their radar. And of course, here in the United States, even if you want to do that, they're not going to do that. You'd have to have reasonable cause, because that would be, I mean, there you go. There's the problem. That's handing a lawsuit out. I mean, just handing it on a silver platter. The lawsuit is saying that the constitutional rights of the mosque members were violated in denying the mosque. People who live in the Shia mosque have said the building would be in a residential area that would cause congestion and wasn't suitable to the area for around 15 miles. But there were anti-signs, residential signs, on lawns that were anti-Islamic, etc. So that just gave more of a voice to the problems. Unfortunately, that's the way it was set up. Because there would be another way they could have done this, and maybe there wouldn't be this lawsuit happening. And then we jump from the lawsuit to the Baltimore police facing some charges after this report. A Justice Department report blasts the Baltimore Police Department for a pattern, what they call a pattern, of unconstitutional, always a scary word, unconstitutional behavior that should help expedite a lengthy, costly, and painful reform effort. And that's what we're seeing. So the mayor, Stephanie Rawlings, and the rest of her crew were before the mics talking about it. And the Baltimore mayor said that they would help provide a roadmap for changes already underway in the department. And she said the findings are challenging to hear, but let me be clear, I never sugarcoat our problems, nor will I run away from our most pressing challenge. So there are 26 police that are being revised. Officer training is being improved. Body cameras are making their way out to the field, and they have strict guidelines on the use of force. They've been actually rewritten because of some of the horrible things that have happened under the name of that here in the United States. Yeah. And in the meantime, on top of everything else, Rio, have you escaped in your mind to Rio? Sat in front of the tube, flipped it on, and said, let it roll. I know a lot of people that are saying that. And enjoying the Olympics. If you were going to take a break, this was the time to take the break. Definitely. And so that's what we're, across the board, that's what we're seeing anyway. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, boy, do we have some great guests. One of them almost won a Nobel Prize. One of the guests. Yeah, Ken Timmerman. Investigative journalist. Spent a big chunk of time in the Middle East. Stay with us.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming up this hour on America Tonight, besides our conversation with Ken Timmerman, who was up for a Nobel Peace Prize for his investigative reports from the Middle East, we also are going to have a conversation with an attorney, Robert Ryan, who specializes in accidents. So people who were injured or killed in accidents, he didn't do that litigation initially, but then switched gears when he saw what was happening in Los Angeles. And so his law firm, the law firm he's involved with, is one of the biggest on the West Coast because of all the complexities they saw with these life-altering decisions that were being made in court. He made a life-altering decision, but it's not about him. It's about the parents of the actor from Star Trek, Anton Yelchin, who was killed. He's the guy who plays Chekhov. He's just 27 years old. He was killed in his Jeep Grand Cherokee. His SUV had been recalled when it crushed and killed him in this freak accident. So we talk about that. The parents filed a wrongful death and product liability lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler, contending that the gear selector in the Jeep was defective and poorly designed and manufactured, because he was just crushed, where it looked like he got out, and then that's what happened. But anyway, he talks about that and talks about lawsuits that are similar, how many are, how tough they are or how long it takes, and litigation is kind of an interesting thing. A necessary evil in some cases, let's put it that way. All right, as we kind of zip around, Rio is of course heavily on my mind, and watching what's happening with Team USA has been incredibly exciting, winning lots of gold medals, winning lots of medals, period. And Katie Ledecky, as I already mentioned, anchoring the U.S. at 19, again, the women, to gold in the 4x200 free relay. And there is everybody and their brother on hand to watch this, one of the most popular, always one of the most popular summer Olympic events, competitions. I mean, you know, definitely. So the thing that's been interesting is the conversations about Rio heading into this competition. You know, what was wrong with the water, body parts floating, Zika virus, all that kind of stuff. So diving and water polo, the big pools that they use for those two sports, the water is green. And I don't know about you, but when we have water in a pool in the United States, what do we say? I mean, algae alert, big time. So the diving chiefs are claiming to have solved this problem at the game's diving area that turned the competition pool a very deep shade of green. It looks like on purpose St. Patrick's Day. And left a lot of the people competing joking they were leaping into a swamp. They say the reason for the discoloration, which was so severe that pairs, you know, the divers, couldn't see when they were submerged was because the pool's water tanks ran out of some chemicals. That's nice. We ran out of the chemicals so that they treat the water with. And the water polo pool, which is next to the diving well, is also green. So the divers made it easier for them to isolate the surface, I guess, as they're spinning through the air. But it's the reason it's that way is because of the chemicals. Oh, man. Then you had the Canadian team leader saying, well, we don't like it. We hope that it's not like a swamp tomorrow. So there were a couple of countries who were saying, oh, no, no, it's good because we can see this, see where we're going. And then a few others not happy at all because they're saying the opposite for them. I don't know. I think it's kind of freaky to see the green pools myself, and it seemed like it was a chemical thing. That's just common sense, unless it was something else, but it wasn't, and that's what they're saying. They're saying it was this lack of chemicals, the right chemicals in the pool and going through the system. So that's what was causing that, you know, greenness, unfortunately. If it's not one thing, it's another, right? Yeah. Moving from the pools and the problems in the pools to something a little bit different anyway, looking at some of the top stories besides the Olympics. Yes, there we have some other events taking place outside of Rio, believe it or not, that create the buzz in your backyard and, yes, my backyard. So what is the buzz? The buzz is this. There was a DNC staffer who was killed. So there is a theory floating around, including one from WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who floated his theory that the Democratic National Committee staffer who was shot dead in the streets of Washington last month had been targeted because the operative was an informant. Seth Rich, the unsolved killing of Seth Rich, just 27, earlier this summer. What Assange is saying is that was basically a hit. He refused to confirm whether or not Rich was in fact a source for WikiLeaks, which has, of course, released thousands of internal DNC emails, some of them politically humiliating. Experts believe that hackers linked to Russian government infiltrated the DNC and gave the email treasure trove to WikiLeaks. You know, it's that whole whistleblowing deal. So here you have this 27-year-old who works for the DNC who was shot in the back, murdered just a few weeks ago for unknown reasons, walking down a street in Washington. And that has surprised a few people. They're saying, oh, robbery, robbery. But Assange is saying there's no finding to that. That sources take risks, they become concerned to see things happening like what happened in Washington, D.C. And Washington hasn't established a motive for the killing, but told Rich's family that he likely died during a robbery attempt turned tragic. But even his father said he didn't think it was a robbery because nothing was stolen. His watch, money, credit cards, phone, they were still on him. So the whole robbery thing doesn't wash well. Because if they're going to shoot him, then why wouldn't they take everything in the end? If they have no problem shooting and killing him. So it is an interesting and frightening story to look at. I mean, this is a guy who worked in voter outreach for the DNC. And with those 20,000 emails from employees that talked about the tension between Bernie Sanders supporters and Democratic establishment, all of that, where did those emails come from? But there's others that are debunking it and saying it's a bunch of nonsense. That it had nothing to do with he was killed to prevent him from meeting with the FBI and all that. That had nothing to do with it. It's so easy to turn something into a conspiracy, but it is a mystery. I mean, why that's life, you could say. However, with the information that he knew, and the timing of it is very suspicious, my friends. All right, stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
America Tonight, joining us, very excited to have him with us, Ken Timmerman. He is the author of a really interesting book that centers around deception, right? Talking about what's happening with the making of the YouTube video, Hillary and Obama blame for Benghazi, and what's happened with the Obama administration and the cash that was, we're going to talk about this, the cash that was airlifted to Iran. We mentioned this on the air, and a lot of you sent really crazy emails as to how does this go down and how do we not know some of the details on that. So again, Ken Timmerman, the author of Deception, the making of the YouTube video, Hillary and Obama blame for Benghazi, and Countdown to Crisis, the coming nuclear showdown with Iran. Ken, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
I want to mention this, too, at the beginning, because you have some incredible credentials. And you were a war correspondent, and you were actually nominated for a Nobel Prize back in 2006. And you're an investigative reporter, which I think we need investigative reporters so desperately. But so many budgets have been sliced and diced, and at least that's one of the reasons I'm always given for why that happens. But tell us about your days as a war correspondent.
Well, my wife has tried to get me to hang up my spurs, And I haven't, I guess the last time I was back in a war zone was 3 years ago. So I was in northern Iraq along the Iranian border. And in the past 10 years or so, I've been doing a lot in northern Iraq with persecuted Christians in the Nineveh Plain. It was clear to me already in 2007, 2008, that there was a new movement that was brewing among former Ba'athists and jihadis, and that became ISIS. And everybody could see it coming there on the ground, and yet apparently our president was completely taken by surprise.
Yeah, so that's a good area to go in. So you see this happening, and I've heard this from a couple of soldiers that I've talked to. So how is that? Was it just like, forget it, put our head in the sand, just ignore it, we're not dealing with it, and now look what's happened, and you were there, you saw. I mean, I guess I'm almost answering that question that we throw out constantly on the show, but how is that possible? Why not just go after that hornet's nest right away?
Well, because I think President Obama had an ideology, and his ideology was that Islam is not a problem. Islam is a friend. Islam is a religion of peace. Therefore, there cannot be a terrorist group that is based on Islamic doctrine or Islamic Sharia law. And we've seen this time and time again. Once ISIS began to organize, he called them the JV team, right? Dismissed them. Whenever there is a ISIS-related or Islamist-related terrorist attack in the United States or any place around the world, he calls it either workplace violence or violent extremism, anything but Islamic terrorism.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so, as you mentioned where you were, and you're talking about northern Iraq and Iran, you see the situation with Iran. What was your initial reaction to finding out about the money?
Right. Not a ransom. Of course it was a ransom. It was crystal clear that that was a ransom. We know also from Saeed Abedini, one of the hostages, the Christian pastor, let's not forget, imprisoned by the Iranians for his faith. He has told American television that he was sitting in the plane with the other hostages waiting to depart Tehran, and Iranian officials told them, well, we got to wait for this other plane that is arriving. And, of course, the other plane was the one with the $400 million of cash in foreign currency, notably in 500 euro notes, a note that the European Bank wants to take out of circulation because it is the favored currency of money launderers and money launderers and terrorist groups.
Yeah, wow. Like you said, the wooden pallets stacked with euros and Swiss francs and other currencies, and just crazy. And you know, because you've been in these zones, and this is an obvious question, but it's worth repeating for the audience, you can't deal with terrorists, can you? I mean, you just cannot do this whole ransom thing.
Here's what happens, Kate. As a result of this, every American who goes to Iran, and there are something like 30,000 Americans who go there every year, dual nationals and also people who go there for tourism, every single American who goes to Iran today has a price on their head. That's what this has done.
Yeah, it's, I mean, just awful, incredible, just unacceptable for sure. So, and there's nothing, I mean, now this is out there, the cat's out of the bag. Does this mean that there have been other maybe ransoms we don't know about, or you don't think so?
Well, it's typical. This is a pattern of behavior, okay? We saw it in Libya in 2011, 2012. That's what I write about in my new book, Deception, the making of the YouTube video Hillary and Obama blamed for Benghazi. We've seen it in Syria. We've seen it all across the Middle East in particular. The Obama administration and Hillary Clinton, who was part of this, does not want to acknowledge the violence of the Muslim Brotherhood. They do not want to acknowledge that there are Islamic groups who are seeking to emulate the prophet of Islam through their behavior by crucifying Christians, by chopping off the heads of people they do not agree with or who violate Sharia law. And this is a pattern. They want us to look at other things instead of they're trying to deceive us and to deflect our attention from the real news, which is this Islamic terrorism, or in the case of Mrs. Clinton, her corruption and her complete abject disregard for national security.
Yeah, wow. You know, in the title of your book, you talk about it, the making of the YouTube video. Explain that for us and Benghazi, your thoughts on Benghazi.
Well, it's an amazing story, and nobody's really looked into this. So I spent quite a bit of time with the filmmaker, the guy who made this movie, Innocence of Muslims, who has been slandered, really, in the American media, slandered by our government. I also spent a lot of time with one of the actresses, Cindy Lee Garcia, who woke up the day after the Benghazi attacks on September 12, 2012, and saw her face all over television, and then the President of the United States and the Secretary of State blaming her for the deaths of four Americans in Benghazi. And she just went nuts, and she said, I didn't do this. What are they talking about? And so I tell the story of the movie. The filmmaker deceived the actors and the actresses. They did not know they were making a film about Islam, but he redubbed the speech later on, and it was a film about Islam. And the scenes in the movie, when you go through the entire screenplay, which I did, and I write about this in the book, you realize that this movie was actually drawn from authentic scenes in the life of Muhammad that all Muslims agree to. They agree that these things happen. They just don't like the way that he portrayed it. Now, I got to give you a little piece of side information. He hired as a director a guy who basically does porno films. So the way that this was portrayed in the movie was admittedly not very kind towards the Prophet of Islam, but the stories were exact. They were faithful to history and faithful to what all Muslims believe.
Wow, this is like that movie. What was the movie Dustin Hoffman was in? Oh, you know
Wag the Dog?
Yes, Wag the Dog. It's like Wag the Dog.
Very much so. And it gets better because you find out, I also tracked how the movie, this YouTube video, went viral, because at the time of the Benghazi attacks, nobody had seen it. Nobody had seen it. A couple of people in Egypt have seen it, but the U.S. reporters couldn't even find it. So the first, and I went back and contacted these reporters. A lot of them were lying, and they were fed by the administration. So their administration sources pointed them to a YouTube channel that had 405 views. That was the YouTube channel that was supposedly enraging, you know, hundreds of thousands of people all across the Muslim world. Just not true. I also found out, Kate, and this is for our older listeners, this will make you chuckle, that Sid Blumenthal, who was in the Clinton White House in the 1990s, makes his reappearance. And we now have a whole bunch of so-called intelligence memos that he was sending Hillary Clinton at the State Department, but via her private server, so that way everyone from Russia to Timbuktu could read them, right? And in those so-called intelligence memos, he laid out the story of the YouTube video, how this was so important in Libya. Everybody was watching it at noon, in the afternoon, on the day of the attacks in Benghazi. Even the president was worried about this and warning his staff. Well, the president had never seen it. Nobody had talked about it. It was a non-event in Libya. We know that from both, you know, everybody who was at the embassy in Tripoli, everybody in the CIA. They were sending emails back to Washington. The movie has nothing to do with this. So it was Sid Blumenthal's story, his deception, his cover-up, so no one would look at what was really happening in Benghazi, which was selling arms to terrorists.
Oh, wow, crazy. All right, I'd be remiss not to ask you this, because I think it's really cool that you were recognized. So what was it like to be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize?
It was a shock. It was really a shock. I got a call from a gentleman I had met in Washington when he was visiting here once, named Per Ahlmark, a former deputy premier of Sweden. And he said, Ken, I want to nominate you and John Bolton jointly for the Nobel Peace Prize for the work that you've done on Iran to expose, in my case, to expose Iran's secret nuclear weapons programs. And I said, wow, that's really, really quite an honor. Of course.
Wow.
It was never going to go anywhere,
right?
Because the Nobel Committee was not interested in exposing Iran. They were interested, really, in kind of covering up for Iran. But that's another story.
Right. Wow. Good stuff. So, Ken, how does everybody get your book?
You can go to Amazon.com. I'm told the publisher, they're now in the fourth reprint because these books are just flying out the gate.
Nice.
So I have a link at KenTimmerman.com that takes you directly to where you can order it at Amazon. Some of the Barnes & Noble stores have it. You have to ask them, unfortunately, because they do not like conservative books so much. but they do have them in some places. But Amazon is probably the easiest.
All right. Excellent. Ken Timmerman, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. A pleasure to be with you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I just went to see the Star Trek movie, and it's such a sad, sad story. Anton Yelchin, who plays Chekhov in Star Trek, I believe, terrible, terrible thing. He was crushed and killed in a freak accident at his home in California, and there's been a lot of conversation about this now because his parents filed a wrongful death suit and product liability, I should add in there too, lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler in the Superior Court in Los Angeles. The suit is saying that the gear selector in that 2015 Jeep was defective and poorly designed and manufactured. How do you go about proving that? And I think this is definitely great that they brought up this lawsuit, and I wonder how tough it is, again, to, you know, with the burden of proof and going after, you know, an automaker, how long that takes, all that kind of stuff. So joining us now from Los Angeles is Robert Ryan. He knows of such things. He practices his litigation in these areas and, of course, in California, and focuses his practice now on representing people injured or killed in accidents. Robert, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate. It's a real pleasure.
So they filed this. Well, first of all, let's go back to the accident. when you're the attorney, you got to get every single little detail about what went into that accident, don't you? All the accident reports, everything that you can piece together to put the crime scene together, I'll say crime scene, put together the accident scene in the mind of the judge or the jury if it goes that far.
That's right. But unfortunately, in this particular situation, there are no known witnesses to the incident that led to Anton's death. All we know so far is that on the night of June 18th, he was supposed to meet some friends that evening and apparently had gotten into his 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee in order to leave his property at his house in Studio City. When he did not appear for the scheduled meeting with his friends, they went over to his house and they found him pinned against a kind of corner column that anchored one end of his security gate with the Jeep pressed against his chest and his back against the column. LAPD investigators came to the scene and they determined that the vehicle was running, meaning the engine was on, and also that the transmission was in neutral. Now, it's important to note that Anton lived in a house that had a rather steep driveway, and so the supposition was that he had started the vehicle, had gotten out to go back into his house or to pick up something, and then by the time he came back, the vehicle had started to roll backwards, and somehow he got caught between the vehicle and the post, which led to his death.
Wow. So now you have all of that, and as you go after the product liability and the wrongful death, as an attorney, what do you have to do here to make this lawsuit viable, to win it, in other words?
Well, that's an interesting question. This scenario that I just outlined, which is to some extent speculative about how this may have happened, is entirely consistent with a number of reported prior incidents involving that vehicle and that particular transmission. So let's step back a little here and talk about what the allegation is concerning the transmission in that Jeep model. It's something called a monostable E-shift, which is just a fancy name for a gear shift that doesn't actually move position to indicate that the driver has changed gears. I mean, we're all familiar with a gear shift in the middle of the console there that we unclick and rack in a slide, typically all the way forward for park and all the way towards us to drive. Now, those gear shifts were made in that fashion because the driver under those circumstances is actually mechanically changing the gears. Now, vehicles, like so much other products in our lives now, have pretty much been taken over by computers. So the driver typically, and especially in this car, doesn't actually mechanically change the gears. Instead, that's done electronically. But you still have this gear shift there that actually doesn't move now in this particular one. And the allegation is that it doesn't provide the same type of feedback to the driver to confirm that, in fact, he successfully put the vehicle in park.
So when you take on a lawsuit like this, when you're the attorney, do you just buckle in and tell the people that this could be a really long, long day in court? Because I would imagine it takes a long time for this to go through.
Well, in a case like this, you have Fiat Chrysler, which is obviously, you know, a multinational automaker.
Yeah.
They sell vehicles in over 50 countries. They're one of the largest automakers in the world, and they're one of the largest corporations in the world. So you can anticipate that you will have a very well-funded and vigorous defense. But from the attorney's perspective, when you think about taking a case like this, the first thing you want to know is, has it happened before? And the plaintiffs in this lawsuit, who are Victor and Irina Yelchin, the parents of Anton, under California law, because he was not married and had no children, they would be the people entitled to make a claim arising from his death. You look back and you see, what is the history concerning this particular transmission and other accidents? And here's where we have a couple of factors that might play very much in Victor and Irina's favor. Let me talk a little bit about what those are. In August of 2015, there's a division of the U.S. Department of Transportation. It's called the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA for short, began receiving complaints both over its website and from Fiat Chrysler, who by law is required to pass along such complaints, that people were reporting accidents occurring as a result of this type of transmission not successfully being put into park, and then the vehicles rolling away and causing damages and, in many cases, personal investigation to include all Fiat Chrysler models sold with this particular type of transmission, which at that time I think exceeded 900,000 vehicles registered in the United States. And NHTSA's investigation came to the conclusion that the design of this particular gear shifter was defective because it did not successfully advise the driver that the car may not have been put into park despite the driver's intention to do so, because the shifter didn't actually change physical position to indicate that. The only thing it did was there was a little light on the gear shift selector that lit up with a P that was supposed to tell the driver that it was in park. Now, there were a couple of features that Fiat Chrysler built into it to try to alert the driver not to leave the vehicle if the vehicle wasn't in park. There's a bell that did a little ding-ding, and there's a light that flashed on the dashboard. But NHTSA determined that these safety features weren't enough to protect people who intended to leave their vehicle running but just weren't aware it was in neutral and not in park. Now, that led to a recall by Fiat Chrysler of this exact vehicle with this exact transmission. Unfortunately, a vehicle recall of that magnitude takes some time for an automaker to implement. If you think about it, first of all, they have to advise hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of vehicle owners of the problem. They have to schedule service times for all of those people to get their vehicles modified. But more importantly, what they have to do is they have to come up with a way to fix it. Now, it took Fiat Chrysler until June of this year to come up with a fix for this particular problem. Unfortunately, that fix came too late for Anton.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. I mean, what a just a terrible thing. Of all the, obviously you decided to focus, as I mentioned, well over a decade ago, specifically on accidents, et cetera. And what has been the most gratifying part of practicing that kind of law for
well,
you?
This is a good, this particular lawsuit is a good example of it. Whether or not Victor and Irina win their lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler, because they say that Fiat Chrysler's defective design of this transmission caused their son's death, regardless of what you think of the merits of that lawsuit, and regardless of how it ultimately turns out, whether it's in their favor or not, it really stands for a very important principle that, for the most part, exists practically only in America, which is that you can have two individuals here who have a claim, obviously means a lot to them because it arises from the death of their son, and who can take on one of the largest corporations in the world on relatively equal footing. And whether they win or whether they lose, that stands for such an important principle of American justice, which is that anybody, no matter their position in society, if they have a legitimate claim, can bring that claim to court and seek justice. And regardless of how it turns out, that's a really important principle that all of us need to keep in mind.
Boy, so true. I agree with you. Absolutely. What a pleasure speaking with you, Robert. We'll talk to you in the future again. Robert Ryan out of Los Angeles, talking about this terrible, terrible situation with the Star Trek actor, but the lawsuit that was filed against the car maker after what happened. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
Looking back, pre-keeping track of the progress of the keeping of the ego intact. Before I realized I was a man, I suppose I am a web of an increased effort.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.